WTHI Broadcast Center. This is a News Talk 1480 update.
WTHI News Time is 6:30. The temperature downtown 35 degrees. Good morning, I'm Martin Plasek, and here's what's making news. Indiana State University has announced head football coach Dennis Raitz will be back for the 1995 season. Athletic director Brian Faison made the announcement last night after President Dr. John Moore took both the recommendation from Faison and the 8-4 no vote by the athletic committee into consideration. Raitz says he's glad to be back to coach this group of kids.
I'm happy to be back because it is a group of players that I do want to coach, and it's a group of players that are very close-knit, and it's a group of players that we feel very good about.
Well, Dr. Moore, who was unavailable for comment, did say in a written statement, the quotes, Raitz has been a successful coach in many of the dimensions of his coaching responsibilities that are important to the university. Our student athletes have been good citizens of the university community and have performed well academically. You're reminded of that meeting at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Terre Haute South High School, a meeting on the 641 bypass. It's an informational meeting called by State Representative David Lohr. And Lohr says there'll be a briefing on the status of the project, and then he wants to find out how the people around this area feel about the 641 bypass. That's at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Terre Haute South High School. Well, Governor Bayh has announced what he calls the most aggressive approach to welfare reform anywhere in the country. The governor says the state has received an approval from the federal government to implement the new plan. It would limit welfare benefits to only 2 years for most welfare recipients. The weather, rather, the markets first. Corn 217, beans 556, wheat off the board, Milo 383, oats $1.40. Here's your weather. Today there's a chance of rain by late morning and then occasional rain this afternoon. Rain likely tonight. Mostly cloudy tomorrow and Sunday. Looking at radar, we notice that while it is all clear in the immediate Terre Haute listening area, there is a lots of rain activity southwest of here in Illinois moving in this direction. At 6:32, the temperature 35.